Today we begin our second in the series on facing things in life, and we're going to be talking about facing fear. So what are you afraid of? I'm not saying that as a put-down, like, what are you afraid of? Because we all have fears. There are things that scare all of us. So what is it that gives you nightmares? I can remember the first nightmare that I ever had. I was just a little kid, and I dreamed that there was an alien invasion, and the aliens had come into our house, and they'd herded the family into a corner there by the door, and they said if we stepped across this line, we'd be killed. But the space wasn't big enough for my whole family, so I kind of stepped across the line, and they shot me with a death ray. I could not sleep for weeks after that. I was so afraid. Now, of course, that fear was unfounded. The aliens never did invade, in spite of what I saw in all the sci-fi shows that I watched. But we do have fears that are real. There are fears for our family. There are fears for our jobs, fears for our businesses, for our farms. There's fears for our nation, for our community, for our schools, for our church. We have fear of change. We have fear of COVID-19. We have fear of death. Fear is very real. So what are you afraid of? You know, maybe fear is such a real part of our lives that God has responded to us in a very unusual way. One of the most repeated phrases in the Bible is, "Do not be afraid." From Genesis to Revelation, 70 times, at least in the NIV translation, we are told, "Do not be afraid." Even in the Easter story that we read a couple of weeks ago, when the women come grieving to the tomb and they see the angel who rolls away the stone, the angel says to them, "Do not be afraid. I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen." And then a little while later, when they get to see the risen Jesus themselves, his first words to them are, "Greetings, do not be afraid." Life is scary. Good things like meeting the risen Jesus can be scary, and there are so many bad things like grief and death. Life can be scary. So over and over again, the Bible tells us, do not be afraid. But that's easier said than done. It's pretty hard just to wish away our fears. When I had that nightmare as a little child, before I went to bed, as I lay there in my bed, every night I'd say, "I'm not going to dream. I'm not going to dream. I'm not going to dream." And you can imagine how well that worked. We can't just wish our fears away, but we can learn how to face them. So how do we face those fears? Well, let's look at some of those 70 times when people in the Bible are told, "Do not be afraid." In fact, let's just pick the first five. The first five times in the Bible that people are told, "Do not be afraid." And the first time is from Genesis 15. Here, Abram, later called Abraham, is afraid of the future. The future that he dreamed of, the future that he had been promised by God, seemed to be slipping away. With the chaos of 2020, maybe you feel afraid that the future that you have hoped for is slipping away. This Sunday was supposed to be Confirmation Sunday. Families had planned great celebrations. There were going to be relatives coming, but now it's all gone. This next week, I was supposed to fly out to North Carolina to spend a week at the beach and then to go to my son's graduation from seminary. Now it's all gone. And pretty soon, it's going to be a Minnesota summer. That precious, precious Minnesota summer that we yearn for 9 months out of the year. But will that summer be the same? Probably not. Will there be baseball? Will there be family reunions, 4th of July fireworks? We don't know. Will there be all of those times that we look forward to? Fishing. Already some of the counties have closed some of the boat ramps. So don't know even about the fishing. So many things. And then the Great Minnesota Get-Together, the state fair. Will there be a state fair this summer? We just don't know. Could all be gone. And that's a scary future. And although we may lose it this summer, will it come back? We don't know. Well, Abraham is afraid for his future as well, because he had been promised that his family would become a great nation and that all the people in the world would be blessed through him and his descendants. And now it looks like it's slipping away, like it's gone, because he has no children. He and Sarah have no children. There will be no family to continue after them. And the future he dreamed of was slipping away. And that's where the Lord says to him in chapter 15 of Genesis, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward." Don't be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. I'm your protector. The future's in my hands. I've got this, Abram. I've got this. Now, it must have worked, because a little while later it says that Abram believed the Lord and it was counted to him as righteousness. But as is so often the case, the fear doesn't go forever. And in a little while, it begins to creep back. As Abraham and Sarah get older and older, and they still have no kids, he and Sarah decide to take matters into their own hands, and they're going to use a surrogate. And so Sarah gives her maid, Hagar, to Abram to marry so they can have children. And they do have a child. They have a child named Ishmael. But then Sarah herself gets pregnant miraculously because she is so old. And this child, Isaac, when he's a toddler, well, then Sarah says, "Enough of this Hagar and her son. Abraham, get him out of the house. I don't want him around anymore." And reluctantly, Abraham agrees. And so he sends Hagar and the boy off into the desert with a skin of water and some food. And this is the second time someone is told, "Do not be afraid." This time it's Hagar, and she's afraid for her son. This is in Genesis chapter 21. "When the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes. Then she went off and sat down about a bow shot away, for she thought, 'I cannot watch the boy die.' And as she sat there, she began to sob." You know, sometimes we can be so brave when it comes to us, but when it comes to the people that we love, it scares us to death. There's a funny little story shared by a woman. Her daughter was concerned about her, and so her daughter does the shopping for mom so she doesn't have to go out and so she won't come down with COVID-19. But mom is concerned about her mom, so she goes out and shops for her mom. And away it goes. We're always concerned about others in the family. We can be brave for ourselves, but it scares us to think that someone we love might have something terrible happen to them. It's hard to face. There's a woman, Cerise, she came to me. She was just young, in her 20s. And she was almost paralyzed with fear that something would happen to her parents. Now, most parents would be happy that their 20-something even gave a thought to them. But Cerise's thought about her parents and what it would be like to lose them was debilitating. She sat in the chair and she just sobbed. I don't know what I would do if I lost my parents. Hagar sobs too. I just can't bear to lose my son. And that's when she hears God speak to her. God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What's the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there." Hagar, don't be afraid. God has heard. God has heard your need, and God will respond. Well, five chapters later, now it's Abraham's other child, Isaac, who is afraid. Abraham has died, and Isaac has taken over the family business. But there's a problem. See, the neighbors have been filling in the wells, trying to drive Isaac and his family out. And so they've been digging new wells, but then other neighbors are claiming those wells as their own and saying it's our water. Their livelihood is in danger. Because for Isaac, if there's no water, then there's no crops, and there's no animals, and there's no income. And so he's dealing with some scary times economically. And I know a lot of you are facing those same kind of fears right now. Maybe it's that you have been laid off from your job, or perhaps your hours have been cut so much that you don't know how you're going to make ends meet. Maybe you own one of the businesses that have been closed, or maybe you have a farm and the farm is productive, but there's no market. And so you too are struggling economically. There was something that was making the news this week about a farmer near St. Cloud who had 61,000 chickens who were killed because there was no market for the eggs that they produced, because they were used for commercial egg production, and those kind of commercial places are not operating right now. Others have been hurt by the shutting down of the hog slaughtering plants, so there's no market to send their hogs to. It's scary times. It's scary times, and Isaac was in scary times too. And God appears to him one night. That night the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you." Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Are you worried about your job? Are you worried about your farm? Are you worried about your business? Are you worried about your retirement? Do not be afraid, for I am with you, says God. The fourth occurrence where God reassures someone, do not be afraid, is in Genesis chapter 46. And here it's Jacob. Jacob is an old man, and he fears to leave his home and to move in with his son Joseph. He's so excited to know that Joseph is alive, but still it's hard to leave your farm, your home, everything that you've known, and move in with your family in a completely different country over in Egypt. You might have experienced the same thing. If you've ever had to leave your home and move into assisted living or a retirement facility, or maybe you had to move to a strange place to be with one of your children, or perhaps you just had to face any kind of change, because change is scary. And it's in the midst of all of this change that we sometimes can be overwhelmed, and it's really hard to face the fear of change. I mean, I have to admit that I am not a fan of change. I'm much more like the fellow that said, "I hate change so much that I wouldn't even change my underwear if my wife didn't make me." Well, maybe I'm not that bad, but change is scary. Change is scary for Jacob when he has to move to a new place, even if it is for a good reason. but God comes to him. I am God, the God of your father, he said. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there. I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again, and Joseph's own hand will close your eyes. Jacob is told to go, to not be afraid, because God will go with him. As he moves to Egypt and is with Joseph, God reaches out in those times when change is difficult and we're afraid. And God says, hey, I am God. I am God. Do not be afraid. I will go with you. Now, one last one we're going to look at is the fifth one. It's Exodus 14. And here, we are told to not be afraid, not just to a single individual, but to a whole nation, to the Hebrew people, to the Israelites, as they are afraid of death. They are trapped between the Red Sea and the armies of the Pharaoh, and they are staring death in the face, and they are terrified. So all they can think about is dying. And maybe some of us are finding ourselves in the same situation. With all the talk of COVID-19 and the reports every day of how many more have died, it seems like that's all we're thinking about. And even if we didn't have COVID-19, death faces us all the time. In America this year, there are 800,000 people that will die of heart disease and 600,000 that will die of cancer. Death is real, and it's a real fear for us, as it was for the Israelites. Then Moses shares this with the people. Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you'll see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today you'll never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you'll see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. That's true for us, as it was for those on the shore of the Red Sea. So what are you afraid of? And how are you going to face those fears? Over and over again, God encourages us by saying, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I am your shield. Do not be afraid. God is heard. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I am God. Do not be afraid. I will go with you. Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you. Notice the pattern? There's no tricks. Facing fears is not something that we can do on our own. We can't simply stop the nightmares just by wishing them away. There's only one way to face our fears, and that's to turn them over to God. God who is with you and will be your deliverer. One more scripture. Jesus, on that night of the Last Supper, before he went to the cross, he knew that his friends were frightened. And so he leaves them with these words. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. Let us pray. Jesus, someone out there right now is worried about the future because it's so uncertain. And someone is afraid for a family member and what they're facing. Someone's finances are scary, a real challenge. And others worry about losing their farm or their business. someone's facing changes that no matter how good they are frightening. And someone is afraid of dying. Lord, hear their prayers. Come to them. Assure them. Assure all of us that there's no need to be afraid because you are with us. Oh Lord, grant us all your peace. Amen.